Do you remember the controversy, deservedly so, about a study which was published by Stellenbosch University on coloured women's cognitive functioning, coloured women who live in a particular area just west of Stellenbosch? And it was a topic that Jonathan Johnson tackled in his inaugural lecture at Stellenbosch University given last night, a century of research on coloured people at Stellenbosch University. Prof, good afternoon.
Hey, John.
You can do it. You can sum up what was probably a 50-minute, hour-long lecture for us in 5-6 minutes. I mean, essentially, you were arguing that this wasn't something which was odd. It was very much in tune with 100 years of prior research at the university.
And indeed, at other universities as well in South Africa, research on Indians and stomach ulcers, you know, on coloureds and tuberculosis, on Afrikaners and cholesterol. And my argument was, in last night's inaugural, this is a problem because, first of all, we really do believe, many citizens, that there are four races. And secondly, that whites are on top and black Africans at the bottom. That's bad enough. But we also believe, many people, including the research, some in the research community, that there is a link, you know, between being, for example, colored and your propensity to get tuberculosis. So what I tried to do was to show that that vexed article from April of this year was not an exception, was not an aberration, but in fact simply a continuation of a tradition of research at our university for 100 years.
But surely there are links between, for example, Wilmot James argues that the coloured people, they're not a race, the coloured people have a gene which makes them more vulnerable to alcoholism than people who don't have that gene.
I don't know about alcoholism, but you could make the argument that some people who happen to have been classified colored, you know, have what they call a founder gene for tuberculosis. But that's not because they're colored. That's because of a particular set of circumstances. One is, you know, inbreeding. The other is over the long period of history, migration, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't mean they're the only people who get tuberculosis. It doesn't mean that all colored people get tuberculosis. And what I was trying to show is that there might be for, like the Ashkenazi Jews, for example, there might be particular communities in which there is some genetic basis for particular expressions of disease. It's not because they're Jewish. It is not because they're colored. It is because a small subset of that group happen to have particular characteristics that have to do, as I said, very often in evolutionary terms of migration. But the notion, how that is read by the general public and how I think also that genetics is understood by scientists is that because you're colored, you get TB, because you Afrikaans, you get cholesterol. And that is extremely dangerous because that's exactly how National Socialism made its base arguments about the Jewish people.
Yeah, and there is that argument that Afrikaners are prone to a particular disease which was brought to South Africa by the Dutch settlers when they came here, and that has continued through the Afrikaner line. And the research also happens in the USA, where I often read abstracts of papers that tell me that African Americans are prone to certain kinds of disease, certain kinds of cholesterol conditions, and so on.
Well, it's not because the point, that's not disputed. The point is not because they're African American,
yeah.
Okay, which is, I think, what apartheid left us with. Apartheid left us with the notion of an essence. That is, in essence, colored people are like this, or in essence, Indians get, you know, stomach ailments, which, of course, has nothing to do with a political classification. It's got everything to do with some environmental conditions affecting some people who happen to have been classified that way. But not all people have that ailment, and that ailment happens to stretch across, you know, different ethnic groups. And that is, you know, so it's a very subtle argument in a sense that you don't bed down a particular, you know, so let me give an example, for example, of one of the pieces I referenced yesterday, which is a recent piece of research at our university, where somebody went to measure the pelvic muscles, the strength of the pelvic muscles of African women, colored women, and white women, and came up with the glorious conclusion that African women have stronger pelvic muscles. Now, A, I have no idea why that is a research question to begin with. But secondly, when I challenged my colleague who supervised this research, she said, no, she understands this is ridiculous to measure people by race. But she said to me in Afrikaans, but the swartes knyp langer as ons. In other words, black people can hold back the, you know, yeah, the urge to go to the toilet for longer. That's the trouble with this kind of research, is not to argue that there aren't some manifestations in some people who happen to be, you know, black or Jewish or Afrikaner. It is to make that an essential argument that is extremely dangerous in a country that still struggles with a history of race and racism.
So does one try and get rid of that kind of research completely, or make sure that its message is more plainly communicated?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because, you know, genetics is not just measurement of the genes. It's also a way of seeing, you know. And so one of the most important things is to present the research in such a way that you start off with the most fundamental point in genetics, which is, you know, 99% of our genetic material is actually identical as human beings. So let's just start there, you know. And then, hello.
I'm listening.
Are you there?
Sorry, yeah, I'm listening.
Start off with the notion that 99% of our genetic material is identical, actually, for all human beings, right? And that those minor variations have got nothing to do with your race. It just has to do with a particular or small group of people who, for largely environmental reasons, happen to have that particular ailment or whatever the case might be. But it doesn't... Hello?
I don't know what's happening with your phone, Jonathan, but we're hearing you fine.
Oh, okay. So, and the very important thing is to say the fact that particular ailment, for example, doesn't happen in all people who are colored or Jewish or Afrikaner. It happens across the board. It has particular genetic manifestations in a small subset. But, hey, the big human story is, you know, genetically we are almost identical, except in the case of identical twins, where they are completely identical at a genetic level.
I am interested to have access to the full lecture. Is it available online on YouTube, on the Stellenbosch University website?
Well, yeah. The full lecture is on YouTube. So if you just typed in Jonathan Jansen inaugural 2019, you can spend an hour listening to me droning on. I'm also very happy to, and I'm sure the university will put it up on its website and get it out. And there will be a series of publications out of this in the next few months in the more academic journals.
Something to look forward to then. Professor Jonathan Jansen, thank you very much indeed. Distinguished professor in the Faculty of Education at Stellenbosch University.